Good morning from Hamburg. The weather, it's sunny here and we are in the best mood. The job is done. We are fully placed. And first of all, thanks to all who helped us in the last 4 years to achieve that goal. Nevertheless, we want to give you an impression on the interim report. The numbers are a little better than expected. We will talk about our new acquisition, the Rathaus Center in Dessau, and the rationale behind that investment. We will give you some details on the capital increase, which we announced for almost 4 years now, and now we did it successfully, and I'm really happy about that, you can imagine. And finally, we will raise the forecast for 2005 and the dividend. Overall, we expect slightly better results as forecasted, and we will increase the dividend to 2 euro, and then we start with the Q&A session. Let's come to the interim report. First of all, an information which I got late evening yesterday on the turnover results, the retail turnover of our German shopping centers, and we are very happy they increased in the first three quarters of 2005 in a range between plus 1.3% up to 3.8%, with one exception, but that is not mentionable. All the others are between plus 1.3 to 3.8%. So again, above the average of the market. So we are very happy. The numbers we have from Wetzlar, Page, as new shopping centers are really solid numbers, and Harburg is on a very excellent level already. So we can come to the figures of Deutsche EuroShop, which are as encouraging. First of all, revenues increased by 18%. Comparable like-for-like growth increased from 1 to 2% now in the first 9 months. The EBIT stays at 42.9 million euro. That is plus 8% compared to 2004, but adjusted to the currency issue, you know, from our former conference calls, from the Forint issue we have there, and the capital gain, which went into the 2004 figures for the first 9 months, the sale in Italy last year, adjusted by these two factors, EBIT increased by 32%. Net finance costs due to the new openings decreased by 18%, so it stays at minus almost 21 million euro, and overall the profit for the period decreased slightly by 9%, but mainly due to the two factors, the adjustment factors I mentioned already, and adjusted by that, it increased by 41%. So EPS after the first 9 months stays at 87 cents. Coming to the already known bridges, the revenue bridges, the effect of Udine on the turnover side was minus 2.5%. That was sold in July last year. In turn, the new shopping centers in Hungary, in Hamburg and Wetzlar contributed to the turnover by 9.6 million. So the like-for-like growth stays as plus 0.9 million. That is 2%, mainly due to a better inflation rate we now achieve currently, unfortunately. The EBIT bridge, again, the adjustments, the effect of the currency was 2.1 million gain in 2004. That is almost similar to the 12-month number of 2.2 million. So in the last quarter of 2004, the forint developed more or less stable compared to the first 9 months. The Udine pre-tax profit stood at 4.8 million. So the basis for the comparison is 32.8 million EBIT in 2004. And there we achieved an increase of 10.6 million, equaling 32% plus up to 43.4. And the currency impact in 2005 in the first 9 months was minus 500,000 euro. So the EBIT is 42.9 million. Net interest expense, the bridge. We had 200,000 less interest income, and we had more interest expense due to Page, Hamburg, and Wetzlar in the amount of 4.9 million. So the net interest expense stood at 23.7 million minus. Finally, the profit bridge, the currency impact already seen 2.1 million. The after-tax profit of Udine was 2.8 million, so from there we increased the
the earnings by, or the profit by 41% or 4.1 million to 14.2. And then we have the currency impact of 500,000. So overall 13.7 million in the first 9 months. Balance sheet is more or less just for information because the changes amount to almost 1 million in the total balance sheet. The equity decreased slightly due to the dividend in June, and the long-term debt increased by 31 million, mainly due to the loans we have taken up for Wetzlar and Klagenfurt, which were paid out from the banks. Here you've got the profit and loss account in detail. I will skip that. That is, again, for information. So we can come to the new acquisition. Yesterday, we announced a new investment, Rathaus Center in Dessau. Dessau is located somewhere in between Magdeburg and Leipzig, almost 1 hour's drive from Dessau to Leipzig as well as to Magdeburg. We acquired a 94.9%, sorry, there's a mistake, it's 94.9% stake in that investment. We achieve an initial yield of above 7%. That shopping center has a leasable area of 30,000 square meter, plus a Karstadt department store of another 12,000 square meter. But the shopping center, our part, has 30,000 square meter, 25,000 square meter retail space, including storage for retail, and 5,000 square meter for offices. The expected rental income for 2006 stays at 7.7 million, 850 parking spaces, 80 shops, occupancy rate 98%. There are some unoccupied office space, but overall it's 98%. On the retail side, we are, as you know it from us, 100% let. The catchment area stays at 420,000 inhabitants. That is a solid basis for that shopping center, which we see on the next slide. It was opened in September 1995, so 10 years in operation. Here you can see photo. You can see on the left side the city hall and the marketplace of Dessau, and in the back you see the Rathaus Center. It is really absolutely inner city location, and to be honest, it is the inner city of Dessau. It's the only place where you have real good retail in that city and in that catchment area. Just an eye catcher. Who are the tenants? You can see all the brand names you know from our standard presentation are also represented here. It's an excellent quality tenant mix there. The development of the tenants' turnover is shown on that graph, indexed without VAT. They started the first full year in operation was in 96, and from there on they started and had a solid increase over all the period. There are two decreases in 2 years. I can't explain that. It's not mentionable. Overall, a very stable, solid shopping center, and that is it's an extremely well signed because certainly Dessau is not the middle of Germany. Maturity distribution. In 2005, 40 out of 80 retail lease contracts were renewed. So the mix is that only 14.3% of the rents have to be renegotiated until 2010. In 2010, we have some lease contracts. Some they had 15 years from the very beginning, so they expire only in 2010. And some were new lease contracts that were concluded in 2000. The development, the history of that shopping center, you can see they started in 96 on the level, and that increased also steadily. If you then see there's a slight decrease in 2005 and in 2006, that is mainly due to the new lease contracts, but it looks only like a decrease in rent. In fact, we were able to charge or will be able to charge more auxiliary costs now to the tenants. So on an EBIT level, it is a stable rent level, net rent level, which is an extremely encouraging sign. And if the graph increases from 2006 on, we index that by 1.5% per annum in the next 10 years, because we are very much convinced that this shopping center will move forward. The capital increase, we are very fast. Well, yesterday we took the decision to increase the capital up to almost 10%. The shares were only offered to institutional investors in Europe and the United States in an accelerated book building. The share capital increases up to almost 22 million euro. That was done as lead management, and sole book runner was WestLB, and Berenberg Bank was the co-manager of that capital increase, and the issue proceeds will be used to finance the investments of 2005. Here you have got a lot of access because the ad hoc news will be on screen in about 12 minutes. So we come back to that in the Q&A session. The only thing we can say, it's an excellent oversubscription at the price, at the offering price. We are very happy of that. We didn't over-exaggerate the price just to give as much as possible to all the investors who wanted to move into EuroShop. It is really encouraging, the list of our new investors, and we should skip on that because I can't tell you it at this moment. Let's come to the forecast. We will increase our revenue forecast, or precise our revenue forecast, in a range of 1 million. We will stay somewhere between 71 and 72 million euro. Our EBIT forecast, always on the currency adjusted level and without the valuation result, as you know from the past, will be increased by 2 million from 53 to 56, up to 56 to 58 million now, and the earnings before taxes will be in the range of 30 to 32 million euro. The capital increase will probably have a dilution effect of 3 cents per share, so not really mentionable. And I must admit that these numbers exclude the cost of the capital increase, that is, without capital increase. Further, we will propose from today's view to our shareholders, to the AGM, a dividend increase from €1.92 to €2 per share, to show that we are very optimistic about the future of Deutsche EuroShop. What have we achieved now? We promised 100 to 150 million euro. We already published a smaller investment, which from a strategic point of view, very important for us, in Main-Taunus-Zentrum, in Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, as well as the shopping Etrembières in France. So we invest slightly above 20 million euro for these in share increases. That's all roughly 100 million. Those are really rough numbers, to work with rough numbers in that context. And we expect, even though it's not in our hands, but in the hands of some courts, that we will be able to realize another 80 million investment in Germany, or publish at least the realization of a new investment of 80 million euro investment volume until the end of the year. So that would be at an optimum 200 million euro in 2005, even though these 80 million will be used in 2006 up to 2008. And that is overall, including the capital increase, then financed by 50% debt and 50% equity. The equity is already in our books, and we can use the debt to finance the rest. So
Last remark on the financial strategy. What is behind? Why did we invest also into Dessau, and why did we increase the capital? These two measures gives Deutsche EuroShop the opportunity to raise additional debt of at least 60 million euro, and including credit facilities, we have in our books of 110 million euro. Dessau itself might be a little bit more risky, but it is well paid. Net initial yield will be around 6.3 to 6.4%. And it is, in our view, a solid project. We achieved excellent equity costs after the cost of the capital increase and the dividend that has to be paid also for the new capital of around 5% after taxes. So equity cost of 5% is, I think, a very good number. And finally, we also see that probably if we get the G-REIT structures, and we all hope that we will get that, the German investments may be even better yielding investments than foreign investments, because for foreign investments we will always have a definite tax burden, whereas in Germany it is not the case. And that's why it could be, it's not sure, depends on how the REIT looks like, but it makes a lot of sense to invest in Germany currently. Coming back to the capital increase, internally, we made some bets on selling price, on volume, and on to Xetra prices of today. 4 bottles of champagne, 2 have been already granted. One regarding the selling price to Nicolas Lisler of our IR department, and the second one for volume to Birgit Gatzke, who's in the bookkeeping department at Deutsche EuroShop, and 2 are still open. And so I thank you very much for listening, and I'm keen what kind of questions you have now. Thank you very much. We are ready for a Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there will be a short pause while participants register for a question. Thank you. The first question comes from Mr. Stefan Wolnick. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Hello, my name is Wolnick from the HSA Nordbank. Hello, Mr. Bürger. Actually, the first question I have is in respect of the X's you mentioned. I guess you won't give me some more precise information about the offering price, isn't it?
Sorry, I didn't understand the first.
It's in respect of the offering price you offer to the institutional investors.
We will come to this in about 7 minutes, Mr. Wolnick, as soon as it is as ad hoc public.
Okay.
We'll have that within 2 minutes.
Okay, then I have another question. I would like to know if you can give me an estimate of your liquidity or your cash position after the capital increase and after all investment you're going to done in 2005, which you mentioned would be roughly 210 million.
Yes. Well, I mentioned that the one we have where we hope that we will publish it until the end of the year. This 80 million will be a new shopping center, and so we need the money over a time of almost 2 years. So by the end of the year, when we have paid all our debt in terms of the acquisitions, we are still on a positive liquidity level, but it will be just look at the Deutsche EuroShop AG. We will probably have 10 million plus around that figure. It's really a rough figure. That does not mean that in the consolidated figures the number is higher, because there all the subsidiaries are included.
Yes,
for example,
I know
that we have 20 million, mm-hmm. a 20 million cash deposit mm-hmm. for a loan that finances our French subsidiary, so that 20 million is no free liquidity for us. So that number on a consolidated basis will be higher, but we don't need any debt on Deutsche Euroshop AG level by the end of the year. That starts only in 2006 then.
But this amount is not enough to make further acquisitions in 2006. And do you think it would be not possible to increase a higher amount by this capital increase?
From the information I have regarding oversubscription, we could have sold much more. But unfortunately, that makes us extremely happy. But that would have result into a capital increase, including a preemptive right of the current shareholders plus prospectus. So in terms of time frame, it would have taken much longer, and it was not realistic to realize it then still in 2005. Mm-hmm. And you know from our discussions, our first intention was after 4 years and 4 years of discussion with analysts and investors to do it now and not to discuss that any longer. If everything works well with all what we still have in mind, you have to consider that we still have Italy and we still have France. We can invest at least more than 200 million euro from today's perspective.
Mm. But do you expect a next capital increase in 2006 or maybe in the end of 2006 or beginning?
Well, I don't see that. Unless you urge us to do it again because there are a number of investors who want to move in, we can think about it, but we are happy that we did it once and we're able to show the market that we are able to increase capital. I personally, it was my first capital increase. I've learned a lot during these last weeks. How it works and what kind of technical things are behind that. And now we look very optimistic in the future, but we won't hurry. Mm.
Okay, thank you. I have a last question. I would like to know if you can give me some guidance in respect of your future investment strategy. You said that you will more invest in Germany for some reasons, but nevertheless, we have in Germany the weak retail market. Do you expect some investments in, let's say, Poland or Hungary or somewhere else?
Well, as mentioned at the beginning, even if we have a weak retail market, our numbers are encouraging. It works well in our shopping centers. So I'm not afraid to invest into Germany, and perhaps it's good that there are others afraid, so we are able to invest even more money. It's a question of yield, and it's a question of opportunity. And what we see and what we read also from the market is, it's not everything gold what you can find in Poland and Hungary and these countries. And, the yield compression is dramatically there.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to, but not because we need to invest. It is really a question, and if I look at the numbers of Dessau, you can hardly beat them currently with Polish shopping centers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Jochen Rockenbacher. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Jochen Rothmacher, Equinet. Good morning. First of all, congratulations for the capital increase.
Thank you.
And my question is for your outlook for 2006. What do you expect in terms of sales and EBIT and net profit for the next year?
Unfortunately, I can't give you any precise forecast for that, because I think our supervisory board has to see these numbers first. But if you consider the numbers of Dessau, you will come to the result that it will be again double-digit increase in all respective numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Georges Candes. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Hello, it's Pierre Kandes from West LB. I have a question, a technical question. When you make this acquisition, and you say it's stated from the 1st of January 2006, so I can assume that the shopping center in Dessau and the bought out of the minorities is not in the balance sheet of the year 2005?
Definitely, yes.
Yes. And then a second question concerning your project. As you mentioned, there will be money needed for the next 2 years. So this, from this, I can assume that the new shopping center will then be operating in 2008.
That one, yes.
Yeah.
That one, yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Sven Hintz. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Yes, Sven Hintz from Berenberg. Hello.
Good morning.
Just one more follow-up on the REIT structure. I mean, at the moment you carry around 50 million, or at the end of 2004 actually, 50 million of deferred taxes. Will those then be freed once you have REIT structure?
Part. Well, it depends on the exit tax rate, but part of it, if it's half the tax rate, which is in the public domain as a number, it wouldn't be half of our deferred taxes, because there we also have deferred taxes for our foreign investments.
Okay.
But because we have 57 million, it's a little less than half of it if the exit tax will be half of the normal tax rate.
Okay, very good. And otherwise, also congratulations to the good results. And
thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you once again. If anybody would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. And if you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. There appear to be no further questions at this time.
Well, first, perhaps I can say one more thing regarding the forecast for 2006. We will publish that as soon as possible, but I hope that you all accept that we first discuss that with our supervisory board, which will take by the end of November, and then we will probably come out with new numbers. Now I just got the hint that now the ad hoc is on screen. I can give you the details of our capital increase. Price to which the shares were sold stays at €43 per share. It was a heavy oversubscription at that price. Details will come later, how much oversubscribed, because that is a technical issue now to West LB, Berenberg, and all the investors. The gross proceeds amount to €67.2 million. It was fully placed, as already mentioned, so the market cap increases now to above €750 million. Currently was €765 million. We all did a good job. Thanks a lot to all again. Is there any question left?
There is no more questions at this time, sir.
And thank you very much. We will have an excellent day here in Hamburg. And I now go to buy some champagne bottles. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.